study or about religion. If somebody became a member of a church, you said he did what?
Join the church.
The whole thing.
Join the church.
Okay. And when you're in church, you pray to
God.
What about the thing that's supposed to be the opposite, the enemy of God? That's the
devil.
Have you ever heard any other names for him?
Satan.
Sometimes when children are little, the parents will try to get them to behave by saying something like, well, if you don't straighten up, it's going to get you.
Boogerman.
Yeah. Now, is the boogerman supposed to be the same as the devil or different?
Not really. I wouldn't say so.
Not the same?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's just supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
And in a church, you say the preacher preached a fine
sermon.
Or you might listen to the choir and make pretty
music.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that music, you would say, boy, that music was just
good.
Okay, another word that would be kind of more expressive than good. It was just
beautiful.
Okay. All right, this is a situation. So say if I'm going to church and my car is a flat tire, I might say, oh, great. Church will be over blank. I get this big.
About a time.
What about these things that people claim they see around graveyards, you know? They say they're afraid of
ghosts.
You ever heard those call anything?
Fans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if they get in a house, they say it's a what?
A haunted house.
Alright, this word, I might say, boy, they put a sweater on. It's getting blank chilly.
Hi.
Or if it's not mighty chilly, just kind of not very chilly, you might say.
Quiet.
Okay. Alright. Somebody might ask you to go somewhere. You might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd blank not.
Rather not.
What would you say to a friend of yours that you hadn't seen in 5 or 6 years, and you just happened to see him walking down the street? What might you say to him?
Where you been hiding, something like that.
What if you said this, I'm mighty blank to see you?
Glad.
You ever heard any, another word you say instead of glad to mean the same thing? I'm mighty.
I'm happy, proud.
Proud, yeah. Would you ever say that? Mighty proud to see you?
Mm, yeah, maybe.
Who would you expect to hear that from? Like older people,
yeah.
Or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alright, talking about an old sick man on 1,500 acres of land. Talking about being wild. Okay. Talking about,
yeah, I think, yeah.
Talking about somebody who owns about 1,500 acres of land, you'd say, talking about the amount, that's a what of land?
Plot.
Okay, or any other expression? Boy, he sure owns a land.
A lot.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression? Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. Oh yeah, talking about a land. What I was getting at, have you ever heard anybody use the expression, so-and-so owns a right smart of land?
Mm-mm.
I haven't heard that.
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Let's say this word. If I ask you, can you really do that? You might say, I blank can.
Probably.
Or I sure.
Sure can.
Okay. If you were talking to an older woman, instead of just saying yes to her, what would you probably say? Mm-hmm. You know, just be polite.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about to an older man?
Yes, sir.
Okay.